Welcome to my break this morning. We are going to look at a Bible study that somebody had sent to me. I normally don't do these because, honestly, I don't have the time anymore, having to work the employment scene and things that are going on. But this particular one has always been one of my favorite Bible studies, The Sower of the Seed in Matthew. And this person that sent me this Bible study, this study was sent to him. And so this is not one of our website family guys that I'm dumping on or whatever here. I just, he sent this to me for my 2 cents, and I'm going to raise my 2 cents up to about a nickel and talk about this. I have included this Bible study online, and I encourage you, instead of just listening to this, even though these, well, the breaks were started out to be audio breaks, but they've turned into written studies, but I would encourage you to go to this link. And you can follow along a little better than what we're talking about just orally here. And again, this is Matthew 13, The Sower and the Seed. And I've always, when I was pastoring and preaching, I always turned to this story. And so now that we've looked to Paul, look into the risen Savior, and understand these things much more than we used to, let's look at this, and let's don't even have to pick it apart, really. We could just take a general gathering, a general look at this thing together here. So let's just get right into it. I'm hoping that you're looking at the page right now. We can kind of go down this together. That would be much easier for me than to try to do this on a total audio basis and explain it this way. So let's just look at this study. This is Matthew 13, 1 to 13. And I can tell you right off the bat that The simplest answer to this particular guy's Bible study is he's not a King James Bible preacher, and so we're done. We don't even talk about it. He's not a Paul-following preacher, teacher, so we're done. We avoid. We withdraw. We have no company with. We don't consider. We don't take heed. We don't listen to this. This is just save yourself a lot of time. And go on to somebody else. Go on to something else. That's the simplest way. This goes all the way back in my days as when some of the music people started changing and it became not King James. We could have easily solved this, the entrance of this contemporary music world by saying, they're not King James. We throw that. We don't pay any attention to them. Instantly stopped. Business done. Kaputs. But now we've got this observation and understanding of this rightly dividing, and we're able to see the dangers of preaching the Gospels out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to Gentiles today. We see the falsity of it. We see the religion that has come out of it. We see the preparation for the coming of Antichrist when people turn to any sermons, any teachings done from the Gospels if they're trying to apply them to our lives today. If you want to look to the Gospels for history and understanding, you need to. That's fantastic reading. But if you're going to try to apply this into your life, like this guy does with this Matthew 13, you're going to be following a false religion. You're going to be following a false teacher. It's going to be a false application. It's going to be coming up with a false conclusion. And yet, it's going to seem like it's going well, and you're going to seem like you're excited, and really what you're doing is you're being prepped up for the, here we go, I say it all the time, for that coming of the Antichrist in Revelation chapter 6. We have to realize that all that's going on today in just about every church anymore is people are being primped and primed for this Antichrist coming. The global thing is coming around. We see all this stuff. And I don't understand why people still, like Paul says, were partaking in works of darkness. But anyway, that's my introduction. That's a break in itself. But let's keep going here. He says in this study, I have this belief that in the final judgment, I must face every lesson I ever taught and every devotional I ever gave and every testimony that I've ever given. What I must face are these two questions. So he asks himself these questions. Did I speak the truth? And did I do my best? Well, those are good questions to ask. I don't doubt that. Did I speak the truth? Good question. Very good question. But see, they're not speaking the truth. They are teaching a doctrine that was given to the Jews. This is not doctrinal teaching from Paul. This is not doctrinal teaching from the risen Savior. He is leading people to the earthly Jesus teaching. He is leading people to the Antichrist. I will say that until I'm done speaking. He is not leading them to the truth of the risen Savior. And people say all the time, well, we believe that Jesus died and rose again. No problem. But why don't you turn to what he taught when he rose again? Why do they reject Jesus' teachings to Paul, to Gentiles? That's a good question. Isn't that a good question? So does this guy speak the truth? No, he doesn't. So, Bible study done. No need to go through this, but we're going to go through this anyway for interest because, like I say, this is a very popular subject, the sower and the seed, and let's see what it is that these preachers and these teachers and these people do with these common studies here. Let's find out some, let's find some torques into this thing here. Well, first of all, he says, did I listen attentively? That's another some of his those are some more of his questions that he asked, and then he puts on his listeners. Did you listen attentively? Well, I'm going to look at it this time, but in general, I reject and I'll avoid and I'll mark these guys that teach out of the Gospels trying to apply them into our lives. So, yes, I listen close enough to know that I'm not sticking around with this guy. Did I apply the truths I heard to my life? See, we're not supposed to apply the truths of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to our lives. And did the truth I heard make a difference in my lifestyle? Sure it does. There's a different kind of a Christian that comes out of Paul's teachings than the supposed modern Christian that comes out of teachings from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and early chapters of Acts, and Hebrews, and James, and 1st, 2nd Peter, and 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and Jude. That's a false Christian. May be a good person, may be very loving, may be very helpful, may be very caring, but it's not a Bible-believing, saved Christian. He's a born-again faker or a born-again deceiver who has been deceived. So let's get into part one here. The crowd has gathered, it says here, Matthew chapter 13. Look at the first three verses, and we will do that in the next break.